We're up to Daf Peta from Aleph, the new parent Kol HaTodir. The Mishnah says Kol HaTodir Machaveroi. Anything that comes more often than the next thing is Kodim Machaveroi. That's Kol HaTodir. You should bring this one first before the other one. And therefore the referees had to meet him Kodim the Mesafim. Every day, if you have the two Kabbonas to bring, a Korban HaTomid and a Musaf, let's say on Shabbos or a Shredish, Shita, that the Korban HaTomid comes first, since that's the Korban that's told that happens every single day, and Musafim only happens sometimes, therefore Tamidim come first. Same thing, Musve Shabbos, Korban and the Musve Rosh Chodesh, let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, and there are two Musafim to bring, Shita, the Korban has to bring the Musve Shabbos first, since that's Tadir, that happens more often than a Rosh Chodesh. The same thing, Musa Rosh Chodesh, Chodman the Musa Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to bring the Musa of the Yom and the Musa of Rosh Chodesh. So the Musa Rosh Chodesh, they come first, since it happens more often Rosh Chodesh than the once year of Rosh Hashanah. Shanema, what's the proof? The Pasuk says, and by Midbar, Shanema the Pasuk says, Milvad Ola Sabaikir, Asher Liyola Satomid, in other words, that the Korban HaTomid always comes first before any other Korban. And what's the reason? Because this happens more toward you, this happens more often. So, merely dashing a Korban that happens more often, that comes first. Now, the Gemara is the question, how do we know this? That toward you comes first. So, Gemara is the question, like, Kidikoma, a timer? The Mishnah says the reason. What's your question? The Mishnah says, we dash in the posting, Mavan, Ola Saboika. So my answer is, they could have come a time, as the Mishnah says, Mavan, Ola Saboika. So Mavan says, no, the question is, Dil Motamidin Hain, the Kodmul Lumusafin. That I understand clearly, that the Korban HaTomid, that should always come first. Because that's Mamish Tadira, Mishun the Tadira, because that happens every single day. So that I understand such a Tadir, as the Korban HaTomid, that comes before Korban Musaf. Rashi says, the Tomid b'chol yom, it happens every single day. Hilkach, therefore, choshev avadis mechoshev, therefore comes first. But our question is, mis musvin lemusafin minolin, how do we know that the Musaf Shabbos comes before Musaf Rosh Chodesh? True, it's more often, but not that more often. How do we know even such a chinuch, also the Musafin, one comes before the other? That's the next question. In other words, from the Korban HaTomid alone, you cannot learn out. Some are at Eloi, and Eloi says like this, the Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Ka'ele Tasu Yayim Shivat Yomim. Like this you should do for 7 days. Rashi says, Bosru Kor, the Novad, Allah Sabaika Tasu Asaylem, after the Pesach says, first bring the Korban HaTomid, then it says, we bring the Musafim of Yom Tiv, Ka'ele Tasu means Mashma the Musafim, has the same halacha like the Korban HaTomid. Mashma kishaydi samat l'chol kelem shumalo. Therefore, the same way there's a todir by Korban HaTomid, the same way there's a todir by the Musafim. Means you say a day that has two Musafim, like Shabbos and a Yom Tov, you have to bring the Shabbos first. That's the Kehle, that just like by Tamidim, there's a todir who are done by Musafim also. Samar says, Eila means Kaila, like these are like that, the Musafim have the same din, like to meet him. So do you may know, for me boil the gufa, I need this possible gufa. Rashi says, Lahatin Musaf, Lezain Hayamim, all 7 days of Pesach, he has to have Musaf. Because in the first Pesach, I would only know Yom Rishon, I would not know all 7 days. So Musaf says, no, in claim of that's the only purpose, Nichtav Eila. Tazkal Yom, do these every single day. So Musaf says, no. He costs of Eila Tasa L'Yom Shivas HaYomim. Who would have said do these things 7 days? Have him, and I would have thought it's like this. That Eila L'Shivas HaYomim in Midach Minolai, I would have thought to say like these Kabbonis, Rashi says Oysan Shiva Kavosim, these 7 lambs that the Pasuk talks about, divide it up for 7 days. Like each day only bring 1 lamb. That's what I would have thought to say. That's why I need this pasuk to tell me no. Every day you bring 7 kabbonis. Sumara says, That these seven kabbonis are bought the first day, but the next 6 days, I do not know, Taka, how many kabbonis to bring. His makor, that's what the Pesach says, Tasu, meaning Sheyiyu, Kol Asiyas Shabbos, all 7 days of Pesach, every day has the same amount of kabbonis. So the kids, I need the Pesach Lagufa to teach me that there's such a parsha of. So the Moran says, Abayom, Abayom says, Migul for the Kroh. Still, we learn that to Chiddush, and even by Mustafan, there's a din taught there, Migul for the Kroh, as Rashi says, Til Movad, Ola Fabreke Shemirin, Til Mustafan to Divin Yikodmin. Now, from the first Pesach, from the Pesach of the Mishnah, we also hear the din of Mustafan. Why is that? So, Bai explains, because in Kin, like you say, Lein Mekor, let the Pesach said, Milvad, Ola Fabreke, the Tishtok. That's enough. Like always, what comes first? The Elas HaTamid, the Elas HaBreaker, the Tamid comes first. Asher L'Elas HaTamid normally. That's the extra words of Asher L'Elas HaTamid normally. That's just a Sita, the Elas HaBreaker, Elas HaTamid. Sita, what's the Elas HaBreaker? The Elas HaTamid. So what's the post is the extra for? So L'Mei Mekam Tichas, Ta'ach Tetadiyo, Tikvim. Rashi says, Elo, Tonu L'Cho Tam HaKdemoso. The Pesach is saying a reason here why a Korban HaTamid comes first. But the Dearest, to say that it comes often. What's the Pesach saying the reason for? In order, Rashi says, Kadei Shetilmoid, L'Sha Tadirin, we should be able to learn out from here and the other place that something's taught here. Sheyagdimu, it comes first. Timishram Higufo, Olam Le'afush Yataimah, without the din of the Talmud itself, Shita. What do you have to say a reason for? Elamai, the reason in the Pesach is, to learn out even from a Safa Muslim, that such a klal, the Musa that happens more often, that comes first. Now the Mishnah says, Kol HaMekudish Mechaveroi Kredim Eskaveroi. Any korban that's more Kodish, we'll soon see what that means as more Avoidis, also comes first. That one should be done before the other one. Therefore, Dam Chatis Kredim Adam Oiva. If you have the Dam of a korban Chatis and the korban Oiva in front of you, so the Kohen should bring the Dam, make this Rikom of the Chatis first. Why? The Mishnah says, with Neishu Maratza, because the Dam of the Chatis comes for Kapor and the Chet of Chayvei Krisus. So therefore, that like two Zayf more, that has more Kedusha, that comes first. What's going to be not about the Dam? Let's say the Evorim, the piece of meat that's supposed to be burnt. Let's see, have in front of you, the Kohen has a Vorei Oilo, Kaidmin Liamure Chatis. Let's say in front of him, he has a piece of meat of the korban oil that has to be burnt, and he has the fat, the emurim, of the korban chatis that should be burnt. In other words, you already made this rikas adam, you have already the kaporo. Now we're holding by burning the emurim and the evorim. So the Mishnah says that the evorim of the oil come first. Why? Because the korban chatis, as far as burning the korban oil, has a bigger mana, has like more kedusha. There's more dinim to it, the whole korban is burnt, whereas the chatis is only the emurim, not the meat. Therefore, as far as burning goes, the Evorim of the Yoma come first before the Emurim of the Chatis. Then the Mishnah says, Chatis Kedemes Liyoshim. The Dam of the Korban Chatis comes before the Dam of the Korban Oshim. Why Chatis comes before an Oshim? Because the Dam of the Chatis, you have to have four different Zrikas on the corners. The Dam has to be on the Keren, on the corner. The sacred Dam Oshem is only Torin Shtei Matan Shein Arba, and Oshem is brought Lamata Mechut HaSikra, on the bottom part of the Chut HaSikra. And also the Yal HaYisayid, that the Shiraim of the Dam of the Chatis has to go on the Yisayid. Even though the Korban Oshem also has that din, but it doesn't say the Farish in the Kuro, it says the din of the Yisayid by a Korban Chatis. Therefore, Chatis has more Kedusha than an Oshem. Then the Mishnah says, you should know Oshem Kaidim L'Toida. A Korban Oshem comes before a Korban Toida. Only El Nozer, the same thing the Shlomim, that a Nozer has to bring. Why? If Neishu Kachikad Oshem, an Oshem has more Kedusha than a Toida and El Nozer, because it's Kaidish Kedoshem. Whereas the other two is only Kachin Kalim. Therefore, the Mumma Kedusha comes first. Then the Mishnah says, Ha Toida, the El Nozer, Kaidim L'Shlomim. A Korban Toida, and the El, the Shlomim of a Nozer, comes before regular shlamim. Why? Even though they're all kodshei kalim, they have a chumrah, they have more kedusha that these two kabbonis, the third and the another, could only eat for one day, whereas a regular shlamim could eat for 2 days. And also tunin lechem, a taydin and the other has lechem brought with it. Mashenk and shlamim does not, so they have more kedusha. Also shlamim kaidim lebechor, a korban shlamim comes before a korban bechor. Vivnei shem tunin matan arva, because a korban shlamim has a zrika of shtayim shem arva, a korbanim like gets to the fourth side of the mizbeach, whereas the bechor only has a matan achav. Usmicha, a korban shlamim needs smicha. The owner has to make a smicha, put a sin on top of the rest of the behemo. On the sachim, you have to bring yayim with a korban shlamim. You have minchas nesachim, a minchas nesachim comes with it, and yayin also. Mashenk and the bechor does not. Utnufas chazov v'shoik, he has to lift up the chazov v'shoik. So these avoidis yah by shlamim and not by a bechor. Therefore, shlamim is kaidim. Then the Mishnah says, ha bechor kaidim lemaiser. A korban bechor is brought before a maiser behemer is brought. If the kohen has these both kabbonis in front of him, he should be oisik in the bechor first. Why? Even though they're both kachim kavin, if they shake to shos and rechem, a bechor has a mile, it's kodesh merechem, as soon as it's born, when it comes out of the rechem, it has kedusha to it. And also, v'nechol akanim, the kanim eats from the bechor. Mashenkin maiser behemah is nechol to the bailim, therefore it has more kedusha. Now, a maiser behemah, which is the least kedusha of a korbin, still is kedim leifis. It comes before a knife, even oilas sachatis leif, v'nei shu zevach, hakol ponim it's a behemah, then he's a shchita, the sakin. Therefore, it comes first before a malika of a knife. V'yesh by kotshe kadoshim, domai v'yemuruv. Also, meaning, even though by an oif, you can have an oilas oif or a chatas oif that has a din of kotshe kadoshim on it, but still, this maise beim comes first, even though maise beim is not kotshe kadoshim. And the reason is, because domai v'yemuruv, that by a behema, maise behema, there are two in yarn that go in the mizbeach. It's weak as a dam, plus the imurim are burnt, mashenka by an oif, there's no imurim. A knife only has dam, there's no imurim to be burnt by a knife. Therefore, the maise behema comes first. And the Gemara will explain, even though an oilas oif, taka has imurim, an oilas oif, the whole thing is burnt, but since the maise behema comes before a chatis oif, because the chatis oif does not have any imurim, so once it comes before a chatas oif, and a chatas oif comes before an oilas oif, therefore it's mustahab to say a maiser behemah comes before even an oilas oif. Then the Mishnah says, ha oifois koimin lemenachis. You should know if you have an oif to bring or a mincha to bring, the oif has come before. There's no shein mini domin, because I call upon him there is a zrikas adam by the oif that you do not have by the menachis. Minchas choyte, kademas a minchas adavah. Mincha is brought for a chayta, which means asiris oif for selas a makriv. Yeah, when you have a chet of a shua seidus, a shua zbita, the korban elu biyarid that you bring a mincha, that comes before the mincha comes before mincha tadava, because this comes on a chet, but for kapora it has more kedusha. The Magmisha says of nei shibol al chet, chatis oif kodemis leilas oif, chatis oif comes before an oilas oif, even though both of them are kodesh kedoshim, and they both come for kaporo, the Gemara would ask him sukkim for this, that a chatas oif comes first, and the Mishnah Zohar, v'chein bekdesha, like when you first buy a can, when Nisha buys the can, buys the two birds, and she's matish them, she's supposed to be matish first, the chatas, and then she's matish the oilo. And the Gemara also will learn out from sukkim these halachas. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this?